Welcome to the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast, presented to you by Hetcher University. If you've landed here, you're probably passionate about how horses help people. Whether you're an instructor, therapist, in the business, or have experienced equine-assisted services yourself, we're glad you're here. Join us as we talk about the benefits, the science, to-dos, how-tos, and all of the reasons why what we do is so much more than just a pony ride. And now, from the Hetcher campus in Gretna, Nebraska, here's your host, occupational therapist Katie King.
Hey there, welcome back everyone. Now that the podcast has been going a little while, we are starting to find that our audience has a lot more questions, and we're starting to get our groove a bit, and it's all been really fantastic. But we had this idea to sort of start a series of shorter episodes and just call them Q&A, where we take all of our listeners' questions and I pick the brains of the guests that I have. Because so many of our guests are experts in so many fields, and I feel like it's doing a disservice to our audience not getting to ask them specific questions that our community has. So I want to open this up to everyone, and in celebration of kicking this little series off, I want to do a giveaway. If you have a burning question or something you want to know more about, I mean anything, administration, grants, programming, anything, go over to the Not Just a Pony Ride Facebook page and find the link. It says, have a topic you want to learn more about? And click that link and put your question in there. If you do that, I will enter you in a drawing to win a t-shirt with the Not Just a Pony Ride logo on it. I love our logo. It's so cute. It has the two horses talking on the microphone. And of course, the message that we want everyone to know, it's not just a pony ride. So if you want a t-shirt of your own, go over and submit your question. Scroll down. I'll put that link also in the show notes below. So hit me with your questions. Who knows? Maybe your question will be featured on an episode of Q&A or even a full-blown episode. All right, I'll stop boring you and get on with the first official episode of Q&A featuring Kelly Balish. She is a licensed mental health practitioner who is changing so many lives with the help of our wonderful horses right here at Hetra. Enjoy. Terry posted on our Facebook page, and she was, this is paraphrased, but looking for ideas, some unmounted activities for a group with Parkinson's. So an 8 to 10 participants, and several of them are in wheelchairs. And she was looking for activities that are safe ideas to include human and horse interaction and connection for those that might have limited mobility. So this program is facilitated by a PATH ESMHL, she said, and it could include any activities like socialization, life skills, safety, vocational skills, fine motor, gross motor, all kinds of different things. But I thought we would just kind of brainstorm here for a minute for Terry and for our audience here on something that we might do for a group that had this type of need. So for me, I'll start. I posted and said, I love herd dynamics. So I don't know if anybody has ever really watched herd dynamics, but if you have a safe place where you can get a group of horses together that are pretty dynamic, like to interact with each other and communicate in their nonverbal way, and have a safe place for people to watch that interaction happen, it can be such a cool way to talk about communication and socialization and, I mean, safety and having choices, because horses are live beings just like us, and they have all of those things too. They can make their own choices and that kind of thing. So I love to watch herd dynamics, and you can do, observe it for a little while and then have a list of questions that you ask your participants that are watching and that sort of thing. And so just form some discussion. You can also do it with a video. So we've found some YouTube videos that are helpful that have herd dynamics, videos of herd dynamics. So you could do that kind of in a classroom setting too, if you don't have a safe place to watch that or an accessible place to watch that. So I think that's a cool activity that you can do. Kelly, do you have any other ideas on activities for this group?
Yeah, I think to go along with the herd dynamics, it would be a really nice place to start to kind of focus on verbal and nonverbal communication with the horse. And you can do this, from a wheelchair and being able to just begin to enhance that human horse connection and that interaction. So you could start with just observing you know, the horse's posture, the behaviors, you know, kind of in that safe, that in that safe place, you can form kind of discussion around that and be able to process what that looks like. And then being able to kind of tie that back to the participants about how, you know, horses communicate and how humans communicate, and to be able to see the similarities and then also be able to identify the differences. And then to further enhance, you know, that human horse connection, you could do some of those, have grooming opportunities or even just a simple touch, and being able to kind of communicate with the horse and just talk to the horse, being able to tell the horse something positive or something, you know, positive within your day already. The opportunity, you know, just to connect, also, I mean, as if you would just have a conversation with another individual and see that horse reaction, and then being able to talk about that. To enhance that even further, kind of having that touch, and you could bring in coping mechanisms. So how do we, while we're having kind of that connection with the horse, how do we tie in that communication within that coping mechanism? The simple one could be, while they're able to kind of touch the horse, doing some deep breathing, some positive affirmations in addition to that, and then being able to identify the individual's breath and how they're connecting that through the horse, and then being able to see, again, the similarities and differences based on practicing that positive coping mechanism. So that would be a start. And what we could also do is, you know, based on this question, we could put together some additional ideas and being able to post it on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's interesting for me to watch horses. I mean, even something as simple as like having one foot cocked while they're standing there, you know, is communication, or what they're doing with their ears or their eyes. And you have to slow your own body and your own thinking down to focus on what the horse is doing. And I think for so many, especially, you know, those that are affected by a disease or a disability like Parkinson's, it's important to have those positive affirmations and mindfulness, mm-hmm. and being in touch with your own body in order to stay well overall. Cool. Well, we had some other people chime in as well on the Facebook page. Someone said chair yoga with the horses present. Love that. I'm a yogi. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard the Yoga for Equestrians podcast with Allison Curtis, it was fabulous. But anyway, I thank you for your question, Terry, first of all, if you're listening. And I encourage everyone to maybe go out and chime in. If you facilitate a Parkinson's group of your own, especially, come over and let us know what you do. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. We appreciate you being on today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to an episode of Q&A. What you just heard is only our opinion. We recognize that we are a community rich in diverse experiences, and we want to hear from you. So if you were listening and you think, hey, I do this every day, or I would do this, or here's a good example, go over to the Facebook page and share your knowledge. Leave a comment, post a photo. We want to create an environment of supportive learners and professionals that help each other out. That way, everyone can experience the best of what our wonderful horses and our professionals have to offer. If you have a question you'd love to ask, click a link in the show notes below and shout it out. I can't wait to hear from you. Thanks again for helping Hetra change lives one stride at a time.